The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Tucker Carlson Show is now Iran's favorite program because they are running it nonstop in Tehran, of all places. We'll dive into that. We'll also talk about how Tucker has been very pro-Maduro and anti-intervention in Venezuela, but for whatever reason, he was at the White House this weekend to talk about Venezuela with big oil executives. And finally, we've got a new report out from a Venezuelan guard who is an eyewitness to the capture of Maduro, and he talks about the U.S. military technology that nobody even thought was possible and allowed 20 servicemen from the U.S. to go in and take out hundreds of Venezuelans with zero casualties. Stick around to the end for that. As always, guys, this episode is sponsored by Quick Tax America, fantastic company. Go check them out in the description below, but more from them later. So unfortunately, this weekend, massive protests have erupted in Iran. Thousands of protesters have been shot down by the Islamist totalitarian regime. And because, again, this is a terrorist regime there, they control the media 100%. Nothing has been able to get in. Elon Musk has tried to send in satellites, so people can basically get on the internet on their own through Starlink. And they've been going into homes trying to take out people who are doing this. And out of all the things that Iran wants to broadcast, because they still have broadcasts, right? It just goes out from exactly what they want. And out of all the things, they didn't choose Iranian speeches or videos of the military, things that usually you would see from a totalitarian government, propaganda. What they chose to propagandize their citizens was the Tucker Carlson Show. Take a look.
So the Islamic regime right now is literally broadcasting Tucker Carlson interviews in Persian on their 24-hour news channel. The country is in a state of chaos, and yet for some reason, the Islamic regime is choosing to play Tucker Carlson interviews because this is it's Islamist propaganda. I'm just filming this right now because if I didn't do this, no one would believe. This is literally what's going on in occupied Iran right now.
And again, that is state-sponsored broadcasting. That is the only thing that people in Iran are legally allowed to watch. And the regime thought the best way to propagandize their people was to play the Tucker Carlson Show, which is insane. For those of you who may have forgotten why Tucker Carlson would be used to radicalize Muslims, here is a video of Tucker upon hearing the news just a few months ago that U.S. had struck Iranian nuclear facilities and that Iran had responded to that.
What now?
Well, this is just sad on every level. Explosions have been heard over Doha, Qatar, after Iran launched a missile attack on the U.S. base there. Western officials told Axios that Iran had fired 6 missiles toward at least one U.S. base in that Gulf country. That base exists to protect Israel, by the way. I know we're constantly, Barry Weiss is constantly attacking Qatar. Qatar has done more to defend Israel. But anyway, hosting this base, which they don't need at all. It's the richest country in the world. They don't need to do it. They're doing it to be nice. But anyway, sorry.
Qatar was just doing it to be nice. Yeah, I'm sure that's what the Muslim states that sponsor terrorists that are attacking the U.S., that are attacking Israel, that are attacking European countries. They're just giving the U.S. land to be nice, guys. They didn't even have to do that. Are you kidding me? This is the kind of America last attitude. It's why Iran loves broadcasting Tucker Carlson. He glazes every regime that hates America. And we'll talk more about the other ones in a second. It was reported this week that many of Tucker's interviews automatically translate subtitles to Russian, since so much of his audience is from there, since he's also glazed Vladimir Putin and Russia. He did an interview with the famously retarded Ian Carroll. I verified for myself, it preferred Russian subtitles to English ones. Even though I don't speak a lick of Russian, I've never had anyone in my house speaking Russian. You know, like our phones listen to us. And I promise my phone did not listen to me speaking Russian or listening to something in Russian. Yet, when you're talking to Ian Carroll, Tucker Carlson, Ian Carroll, the internet knows the only people who want to listen to that are America's enemies. And of course, as we're going to get to in a second, he's glazed the crap out of Maduro to the nth degree. Basically, if you look for a video of Tucker praising one of our allies, it's impossible to find one. It's really, really hard. I'm not even talking about the controversial ones, right? I'm not saying he's got to glaze Israel. I'm not saying he's got to glaze Poland or anything like that. But he can't even speak about the UK. And I got my own problems with the UK and how, you know, their government is running. I've got my own problems about Canada. But at the end of the day, like, those are our most uncontroversial allies who have been allies for 100 years. And you can't find a single positive thing he said about them. But you can find all kinds of positive things he said about Qatar, Russia, China, Venezuela. It's ridiculous. And for that matter, you can't really find a video of Tucker praising America at all. But looking for a video of Tucker Carlson praising our enemies, incredibly easy. Like the research that I did for this show today, not hard to find, guys. These videos that I'm showing today, not hard to find. This is what Tucker does. Now, outside of his love for our enemies, it is important to point out that the isolationist movement as a whole that Tucker Carlson, I think, champions is just plain wrong. Tucker was adamant that we would be in a prolonged war with Iran. That's what he said. He said, no, we cannot support Israel in going in and bombing those nuclear facilities. If we do that, we're going to go to war. Nothing happened. It just didn't. Here is just a few months ago, him interviewing someone and not pushing back at all when they said that the U.S. could not stand up to Iran even if they wanted to.
How is the U.S. military, do you think, having spent your life in it, leading troops in combat and at the Pentagon, positioned to respond to war with Iran right now? Are we in a strong position or not, in your view?
No, I don't think we're in a strong position. I think we're probably at the weakest point in our recent history. I think you've got to look at the realities of new weapon systems, new capabilities.
So not only are these people corrupt, their commentary is not based in reality. It is a wonder to me why anyone would listen to his advice on foreign policy. That's how commentary works. At the end of the day, you guys listen to political commentators, and I listen to political commentators, because they're right or because they're crazy and sometimes you just want to watch a crazy person. Maybe that's what Tucker Carlson's audience is. But outside of that, nobody should be watching Tucker Carlson anymore because he's right. Because he's just not. You can't say eight things and they don't come true. You can't predict these things and they just never happen. You lose credibility. That's what Tucker Carlson has done. That's what the isolationists have done. It is so obviously not a movement rooted in reality. But as I said, it's not just Iran. Tucker Carlson has been defending Maduro for years now. And now, because he's a coward, he just goes and blows with the wind. He was spotted in the White House with big oil executives meeting about Venezuela. Take a look. So before I talk about the meeting itself, because the meeting itself with President Trump is actually really awesome, let me show you why this is so weird. Here is Tucker Carlson talking about how much he loves Maduro and doesn't want the U.S. to intervene in Venezuela.
So the question is why? Why are we doing this? Why are we so opposed to Nicolas Maduro? So if you ask someone on the street, random person, why are we against Nicolas Maduro? The answer you're going to get is, who's Nicolas Maduro? But if you find someone in South Florida, for example, who knows who Nicolas Maduro is, who can identify where Venezuela is on a map, that person will almost certainly say, well, because he's a communist or a socialist, he's exceedingly left-wing. And that is true. Nicolas Maduro and his government are very left-wing on economics, not on social policy, by the way, which is kind of interesting. In Venezuela, gay marriage is banned, abortion is banned, sex changes for transgenderism are banned. It's one of the very few countries in the entire hemisphere with those policies. It is on social policy, not defending the regime, just saying, one of the most conservative countries in North or South or Central America.
Hey, so as long as he hates gay marriage, leave him alone. Maduro partnered with Iran, Russia, China. He established communism in Venezuela, or actually continued communism, I should say. He stole the wealth of his country from his people. He's got a huge amount of oil reserves that he uses for evil, but he hates gay marriage. So it's all good. He's on our side, I guess. Of course not. He hates America. And Tucker doubles down on this idea. Here's him saying we should align ourselves with Maduro because he shares our basic values.
But to your point that, like, we should be open to talking to people who share our most basic values, how is he not on that list? Oh, shut up, you communist. But I'm not a communist. I'm not going to be bullied by your dumb labels.
Let me be clear. Nicolas Maduro and I do not share any basic values. None. And it shows that Tucker doesn't understand conservatism at all when he says that we do. But just like he did with the Epstein files, you remember he did this. He tries to call out ideas he doesn't like, but he doesn't actually name the names. You know, he wouldn't say President Trump's name when it came to the Epstein files. He just talked about people in government. But and he would imply as much as possible that he knew that Trump was in them. That's what he was saying. But he wouldn't say his name. And he did that because he's a coward. And he wants to be an elitist who stays in the know, gets invited to the White House, and not actually call someone out, you know, even though they're, you know, his whole audience knows exactly what he's saying. And the same thing happened with him being at the White House this week. In that meeting, there was President Trump, J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Energy Secretary Chris Wright, and Interior Secretary Doug Burgum. They invited the industry giants of oil. You had CEOs from ExxonMobil, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, Shell, Halliburton. You even had some international firms, representatives from Spain's Repsol, Italy's Eni, as well as some trading groups like Vitol and Trafigura, excuse me. And Trump did something awesome. Moving away from Tucker Carlson for a sec. What Trump did was awesome. He wants to invest in Venezuelan oil so that our prices will go down. This is obviously a huge win. But instead of taking the socialist way and paying it from America's pocket, he went to the oil companies, and this is what this meeting is for, and asked them to pony up the money themselves. He asked for $100 billion. This would go into Venezuelan infrastructure in order to get the oil production up. And some gave some soft commitments. Others said that they wanted to see a little bit of what the U.S. was going to do to guarantee these interests in Venezuela, essentially make sure that a new regime doesn't step in and steal all of their investment. Either way, a great meeting. Really smart. Again, not socialist. Trump sometimes, I'm going to talk about this on the show tomorrow, Trump oscillates between populist socialism, which is more J.D. Vance's style, or going over to like Doug Burgum style of just being economically free market and conservative. And this is free market conservative, bringing in oil people who already have the money, private money, not making the American people foot the bill, having proper incentives in so that private companies can do this instead of the U.S. government, because obviously we're in heaps of debt already. I just think that this was a meeting Tucker Carlson had no business being at. He wants to play both sides because he's a coward and I'm sick of it. I talked about it on the show last week. I'm a little weary of J.D. Vance for president. And many of you asked why. You commented, oh, well, you know, why don't you like J.D. Vance? He says some good things. He certainly says a lot of good things. But one reason why is I think Tucker Carlson was invited to this meeting by J.D. Vance because they're very good friends. I don't really know who else would have invited him to this. I have a hard time trusting the judgment of someone who's friends with Tucker Carlson, frankly. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe he didn't invite him. But if he did, that definitely makes me give pause to J.D. Vance. But if I had to be in charge of that guest list, Tucker Carlson wouldn't have even crossed my mind at all because of how anti-Trump and anti-American he's been over the past few years. And that worries me. It's tax season, guys, and I have a fantastic way to help you get your best return possible and not partner with a huge woke company that's going to ream you and make you spend hundreds of dollars to get that tax return. I'm talking about QuickTax America. QuickTax America is a non-woke company that does all federal tax returns for only $76, and they do all the work for you. All you got to do is fill out a 15-minute questionnaire, upload your tax documents, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional to make sure they got you every deductible, every credit possible. Their last year, they got their average client over $3,000 back from the IRS because they put in that much work to help you. Again, $76 for every federal tax return. Does not matter how complicated your taxes are. Go check them out right now at quicktaxamerica.com or when you get those tax documents. We have one of the most fascinating interviews that I think I've ever seen come out of an independent journalist on X. It was reported by the New York Post. We have the full interview right here. And before I show you what it is, because we can show it, let me preface it for you. This is from a Venezuelan guard who was on the ground when Maduro was captured, he says that hundreds of Venezuelan soldiers died while not a single American did. Obviously, this is the same story that Trump gave. This is the interview. What you see, the security guard says this. I'll read it for those of you who are listening, and you can see it on the screen right now for those of you watching. The security guard says, on the day of the operation, we didn't hear anything coming. We were on guard, but suddenly all our radar systems shut down without any explanation. The next thing we saw were drones, a lot of drones flying over our positions. We didn't know how to react. The interviewer, so what happened next? How was the main attack? Security guard, after those drones appeared, some helicopters arrived, but there were very few, I think barely 8 helicopters. From those helicopters, soldiers came down, but a very small number, maybe 20 men. But those men were technologically very advanced. They didn't look like anything we fought against before. Interviewer, and then the battle began? Security guard, yes, but it was a massacre. We were hundreds, but we had no chance. They were shooting with such precision and speed, it seemed like each soldier was firing 300 rounds per minute. We couldn't do anything. Interviewer, and your own weapons, didn't they help? Security guard, this is where it gets crazy. No help at all, because it wasn't just the weapons. At one point, they launched something. I don't know how to describe it. It was like a very intense sound wave. Suddenly, I felt like my head was exploding from the inside. We all started bleeding from the nose. Some were vomiting blood. We fell to the ground, unable to move. Interviewer, and your comrades, did they manage to resist? Security guard, no, not at all. Those 20 men, without a single casualty, killed hundreds of us. We had no way to compete with their technology, with their weapons. I swear I've never seen anything like it. We couldn't even stand up after that sonic weapon or whatever it was. Interviewer, so do you think the rest of the region should think twice before confronting the Americans? Security guard, without a doubt, I'm sending a warning to anyone who thinks they can fight the U.S. They have no idea what they're capable of. After what I saw, I never want to be on the other side of that again. They are not to be messed with. Interviewer, and now that Trump has said Mexico is on the list, do you think the situation will change in Latin America? Security guard, definitely. Everyone is already talking about this. No one wants to go through what we went through. Now everyone thinks twice. What happened here is going to change a lot of things, not just in Venezuela, but throughout the region. Now, there's two possibilities with this, guys. Either it's real or it's propaganda. If it's real, it means that U.S. military capabilities are better than a lot of people have reported. And I'm going to get into some of the leaked technologies that we already know about that could have actually done this. But if it's not real, on the other side, that's fine too in my mind. Because in a Cold War, and we are in a Cold War right now, between all of our enemies, China, Iran, Russia, in a Cold War, your enemy thinking that you can destroy them is probably just as good as you being able to do it. And with that said, again, I don't know if it's real or not, but we do have some leaked info on potential military weapons that have been used in the past. The first one, there's kind of three main ones, culprits that could have been behind this Maduro extraction. The first is called the LRAD, the Long Range Acoustic Device, and this is a summary from Gemini on it. It says, often called a sound cannon, the LRAD is a dish-shaped device that sends a highly directed beam of sound over long distances. Unlike a normal speaker that spreads sound in all directions, the LRAD keeps the sound focused. When the LRAD is set to its highest deterrent volume, it creates a sensation often described as a wall of sound. It triggers body's vestibular system. This causes intense dizziness, nausea, and a loss of motor control. It also says sound at this level is physically painful. It can easily rupture eardrums, leading to bleeding from the ear canal. While it doesn't typically cause people to bleed from their eyes or skin, the pressure can cause internal damage to the delicate tissues of the inner ear. So it could be that one. The other one it could be is an infrasonic weapon. There's been significant military research into infrasound, and essentially every organ in your body has a resonant frequency, which is about 7 hertz, and it can cause internal organs to vibrate violently when you send that 7 hertz at your body. Gemini says this can lead to chest wall walloping, difficulty breathing, and extreme digestive distress. In theory, high enough power levels of infrasound could cause internal bruising or hemorrhaging. The last one, I think this is probably the least likely. It doesn't sound like the soldiers report, but there is a heat ray, which is called the active denial system, and essentially it's a microwave that you can point at people, and it heats the water molecules in the top layer of the skin, so it creates this burning sensation on people and usually makes them run away. And apparently, all three of these have been used mostly in hostage situations, like in pirating for example, which is really interesting. And the reason why I think, and I'm kind of leaning towards this first one as a possibility to what happened in Venezuela, if you think about it, an extraction is not too different from a hostage situation. You know, I have no experience in the military. There's someone listening in the military, maybe I'm totally wrong, but me just thinking logically, you know, you got to get in, get a target without killing them and get out, which is exactly what they did with Maduro. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if this is what they used to do it. Either way, it's a fantastic mission from the U.S., and it's exciting to see that our enemies are afraid of us. My favorite part of the show, guys, is being able to interact with you guys. That's why I've created my Substack. Substack is a weekly newsletter that comes right to your email from me. I'm able to write about things I wasn't able to get to on the show, or maybe I couldn't talk about because big tech would censor me, but I can write whatever I want there and you can respond and I'll always respond back. So go check it out right now, completely free to you. Check it out. The link is in the description below.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.